Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Iditarod leader Thomas Werner arrived at the Koyuk checkpoint at 9:30 this morning, well ahead of chasing mushers Brent Sass and Jesse Royer. At the previous checkpoint at Shaktulik last night, Werner told KNOM that he felt good about his lead but was being careful with his team.
It's more important to actually give the dogs the rest they need to recover and let them perform the whole way.
Normally, mushers are treated by a host of volunteers from around the world in Shaktulik's National Guard Armory. But Friday, the native village of Shaktulik decided to close the official Iditarod checkpoint as a precautionary measure to fight the spread of COVID-19. Mushers are instead getting straw and drop bags at a location about 2 miles outside town. An abandoned home in the old village site was cleaned out and secured to provide mushers shelter. Werner said he appreciated the effort.
It's really nice that they have done this. You know, we have been racing for many days now, so it's very nice to have a place to go in and relax a little. You know, it's okay to be outside, but it's very nice to have a little extra.
The makeshift checkpoint lacks a veterinarian and official checker, so there were no Shaktulik in and out times on the Iditarod website. The Alaska Supreme Court's Chief Justice Joel Bolger has ordered all new jury trials to stop. Alaska Public Media reports that Bolger's order issued yesterday builds on a directive last week that led to the suspension of trials in half of the state's judicial districts out of concern over the spread of novel coronavirus. In his second special order in 3 days, Bolger cited last week's disaster declaration by Governor Mike Dunleavy, along with the national emergency declaration by President Trump. Bolger says those declarations, along with the closure of schools around the state, may affect the availability of court staff, attorneys, and jurors to begin new trials. Trials already underway will continue. On Thursday, the Alaska Supreme Court is set to consider an emergency order that could loosen court rules in response to the coronavirus spread. The court system says essential functions like domestic violence and emergency child welfare proceedings will continue and that due process will be ensured. Alaska's biggest annual party has been canceled. The Arctic Man Snow Machine event that was scheduled to take place April 8th through the 12th at Summit Lake has been called off because of coronavirus concerns. A post by Arctic Man President Howie Thies says this would have been the event's 35th anniversary and the decision was not made lightly, noting that all prepaid parking fees will be refunded. Arctic Man routinely draws several thousand people to watch snow machine races, camp, and ride in the Hoodoo Mountains. I'm Dan Bross.